This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Federal Bureau of Prisons has just in the past few minutes filed a motion in federal court in Boston to seek what's called the compassionate release of former Massachusetts Speaker of the House Salvador de Masi. WBUR's senior reporter David Boweri has details.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons can petition the court for the early release of a prisoner for extraordinary and compelling reasons. And in this case, the grounds for what's called compassionate release are straightforward. In 2012, a year after Sal de Masi was convicted and sentenced to prison on corruption charges, de Masi was diagnosed with stage 4 tongue cancer. His family says the prison did not provide proper treatment after he reported a lump in his throat. More recently, de Masi was diagnosed with prostate cancer as well. The Bureau of Prisons' motion is extraordinary. The Bureau rarely approves inmates' request for compassionate release, and the inmate himself has no ability to appeal. The eligibility requirements are strict.
It is mostly granted in cases of people who are dying or are near death.
Mary Price is general counsel for Families Against Mandatory Minimums.
People who are 65 and older and have a debilitating medical condition, although not terminal, can also apply.
The Bureau of Prisons is represented in federal court by the U.S. Attorney's Office. And this motion for compassionate release comes with the support of U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, whose office prosecuted de Masi. Now, the petition will go before Judge Mark Wolf for a ruling. Wolf presided over de Masi's trial, in which he was convicted of taking $65,000 in kickbacks in return for steering state contracts worth $17.5 million to a software company. While sentencing de Masi to 8 years of prison, Wolf said he wanted to send a message that corruption in the statehouse would not be tolerated. At the time, de Masi's attorney asked Judge Wolf to recommend that the Bureau of Prisons send de Masi to the nearby Federal Medical Hospital in Devens. Wolf recognized that de Masi had a heart condition, but said that the Bureau did not follow his recommendations. And indeed, in this case, it did not. The Bureau sent de Masi to a federal prison elsewhere. De Masi is 71 years old. Currently, he's scheduled to be released from prison in 2018. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boweri.
WBUR's David Boweri is on the line with us now for the latest on the story. And David, as you said, the former Speaker of the House, Sal de Masi, is suffering from cancer. He has had a heart condition. De Masi's wife says she is grateful for what's happening. Can you tell us more of what she's saying in response?
Well, they want to make clear that Debbie de Masi, the family, and the lawyers want to make clear that without Carmen Ortiz, this motion would not have been made. Of course, the U.S. Attorney's Office represents the Bureau of Prisons in court. So without her approval, this wouldn't go forward. The Bureau of Prisons has a reputation for being incredibly stingy when it comes to granting requests from inmates for compassionate release. So it was her support that made this possible. Debbie de Masi wants everyone to know.
All right. Thank you very much. More on the story a little bit later. We know you've been following it. Thank you, WBUR senior reporter David Boweri.